In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's become popular the last few years among mainline liberal Protestants and younger evangelicals to deny the existence of hell. They claim that if God is love, how could he ever condemn anyone? Their problem, like all of their theology, is that it's based on their emotions and not the Holy Scriptures. Further complicating their problem is Jesus. Jesus believes in hell and speaks of its existence. Indeed, this morning, Jesus speaks not a parable like unto the prodigal son, or the good Samaritan, or the lost sheep. Jesus speaks with that divine, omniscient wisdom and knowledge that is his with the Father and the Holy Spirit from eternity. Jesus speaks as God. He speaks of two well-known flesh and blood men who died, and one went to hell. There he suffers the fiery torment prepared for the devil and his angels. There he thirsts never to be satisfied. There he worries his five brothers will follow him into the pit, unable to save them. There he knows God and his love for him, but is cast out of his presence for eternity, separated by a great chasm. But Dives, that's the traditional name given to the rich man, isn't condemned simply because he was rich. Likewise, Lazarus isn't redeemed by virtue of his poverty. Will not the man who uses his wealth to support the church and care for his neighbor join Lazarus at Abraham's side, while the beggar who hates and curses God is thrown into the unquenchable flame of torment? Something more than simple wealth and poverty separates them. And that is the eternal Word of God, Jesus Christ. He is the difference. Dives placed all of his fear, love, and trust in his wealth, power, status, and reputation. No doubt he wasn't feasting sumptuously every day all alone. His house was constantly filled with partiers and guests and friends and hangers-on. He heard Moses and the Scriptures. He had them, but he paid them no heed. He denied and rejected the one to whom the Scriptures point and deliver, the one who is indeed risen from the dead, Jesus Christ. Lazarus, however, having next to nothing in the eyes of men and of this world, placed all of his fear, love, and trust in the Lord Jesus. He heard Moses and the prophets, and Christ was delivered to him. He believed the promises of the Lord, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. Though poor in the sight of men, Lazarus is yet rich before God. He's clothed with Christ's immaculate righteousness, feasting sumptuously on his word. Lazarus is an heir of heaven, served in this life even to the best of their ability by the dogs. Is it any wonder he was carried to heaven by the holy angels? You must not be like Dives. Love God by loving your neighbor, by loving your brother. Don't place your trust in money or power, not in who you think you are or in what you think you've built up. These things will not last and cannot save you. They're false gods. If anything other than the Holy Trinity, revealed and given in the flesh of the incarnate Son, is your God, you will suffer unspeakable and indescribable torment in the very real hell. The law is clear. You will know God and hunger and thirst for his presence and mercy, only to never be satisfied. You will be cast out and unknown. Why else do you think it is that Lazarus' name is recorded, but the rich man's isn't? You will die eternally. Repent. Why then is it so easy to mock the word of God? Wasn't it by the word of his mouth that the heavens and earth were made? Why is it so easy to say you believe one thing and then act completely different? Is it to fit in and be popular? Is it because what the Lord says is hard and makes no sense to you? Learn from Lazarus. Become his disciple. Learn from him how to confess the faith in the face of this world. Learn from him how to cling steadfastly and resolutely to Jesus. Join with him and hear the word of God and live. The law is clear, but it's not simply a work you perform. Consider the meaning of the name Lazarus. God is my help. To be like Lazarus is to confess yourself a poor, miserable beggar, afflicted with the sores of sin and death. Receive from God what he knows best to give you. Receive the help of the holy angels. Confess that the only one who can and will save you is Jesus Christ. This is true even as you bear your cross. Jesus doesn't promise worldly wealth and success to those whom he's named. Indeed, you may suffer poverty, illness, broken home, and so on, but it does not mean your faith is in vain. It doesn't mean God has abandoned you or Jesus forsaken you. By these afflictions, Jesus is drawing you closer to himself. By these afflictions, he is strengthening and purifying your faith as he teaches you to cling only to him. To be like Lazarus is to confess that you have nothing at all by your own power or work. That's what it means to be a beggar, but that God does it all. To trust in a God of your own making, of your own emotions, is to be left wanting. Hear Moses and the prophets and live. The written word of God is sure, certain, and unchanging. For the incarnate word is sure, uncertain, and unchanging. And Moses and the prophets point you to and deliver no other than the same Jesus, the one truly risen from the dead. Lazarus heard Moses and the prophets. The Spirit called him by the gospel, grafting him onto the true and living vine, Jesus Christ. And like Lazarus before you, Jesus now clothes you with garments no coin could ever purchase. You're robed in the costly purple of his precious blood. Your sins are covered in the linens of his perfect righteousness, as he prepares his table before you, that you may feast sumptuously on his body and blood. He sends his holy angels to serve you, and when your last hour comes, to bear you home. For his own sake, Jesus counts you righteous and holy in the forgiveness of your sins. He is for you the man like unto Lazarus. He's the man of sorrows, worse off than Lazarus. Lazarus at least had the dogs to give comfort, but not Jesus. He had none. He was afflicted with the sores of your sin. He was stricken, smitten, and forsaken by his Father. He was lifted up in death upon the cross, enduring the tormenting fires of hell, that you would be embraced in the warmth of his holy and perfect love. He comes to heed Moses and the prophets, because you cannot. And Jesus, who died for your sake, is risen again. You are reconciled to God and counted righteous for his sake. For everything written in the scriptures is fulfilled. And Jesus fulfills it all gladly for you. He himself has descended into hell, proclaimed his victory, torn down its gates, and burst the shackles of death. He alone holds the keys of death and hell. He is the one risen from the dead, and you will follow wherever Jesus leads, even to eternal life in your own body with him in heaven. It can be no other way. Moses and the prophets have spoken. How then do you live in this life? You cling to Jesus. And it does not matter whether you're rich or poor in the eyes of men. In Jesus, you have the riches of heaven. And because Christ dwells in you, you love your brother with a holy, perfect love, like unto God's love for you. For who can love God whom he has not seen, if he doesn't love his brother whom he has seen? Love your brother. Forgive one another. Bear with one another's burdens, weaknesses, and troubles. You live by faith in the Son of God. You live by his sure and certain word, by his sure and certain sacraments. You live by him who gave his life for you and lives again. You live because Jesus has washed you clean and claimed you as his own. You live because Jesus gives his body and blood for you to eat and to drink. And as you eat his living flesh and drink his life-giving blood, so too will you. The fickle and changing emotions of men lead you nowhere but to hell. Hear Moses and the prophets and live. For all that they've written is here for you upon the paten and in the chalice. Come. Eat and drink. You are rich before God in Christ Jesus. Worldly riches, honor, and status are nothing. One has indeed risen from the dead, and you belong to him. Jesus has spoken by Moses and the prophets. Jesus has spoken from the cross. Jesus speaks in the holy sacraments. Hear him and live. You, like Lazarus and all the blessed dead, shall be borne to heaven by the holy angels. It can be no other way, for Jesus lives. In Jesus' name, amen.